Good morning. Todd Zwillick here, filling in for Celeste Headlee. In the news this morning, an American woman calling herself Jihad Jane on the internet has been charged with trying to recruit Islamic terrorists. Colleen LaRose, who lives in suburban Philadelphia, is also accused of trying to kill a Swedish cartoonist. LaRose was arrested in Pennsylvania last October. Her arrest was kept a secret until yesterday. Dan Murphy is an editor with the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, and he's following the story. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
What was Colleen LaRose allegedly planning here, and what is the evidence against her as far as we know?
Well, the evidence against her appears to be largely her own statements. This is not a real criminal mastermind. She was using the internet, and it appears she was soliciting involvement with Islamist militants and found some. She's said to have stolen the passport of a boyfriend with an intent to give it to somebody in militant circles to use a fake identity. She's accused of being part of a criminal conspiracy to murder this Danish cartoonist in overseas. And apparently she actually traveled to Norway to get after the fellow. With her intent to kill him, according to some internet postings she made, she didn't follow through. She came home last year. In October, she was picked up, and now this indictment has been unsealed.
Now, the Danish cartoonist you're referring—I think I may have—I think I may have said Swedish before, but
yes.
This goes back to the famous case of the cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad that enraged so many Muslims around the world.
Absolutely, and that's an interesting thing in its own right, and attempts have been made to kill him before. Various preachers have issued fatwas calling for his death for profaning Muhammad. Both many Muslims feel that any depiction of Muhammad is sacrilegious, and right. He happened to put his face on that of a dog, I believe, and that upset a great many Muslims. Of course, his position and many of the newspapers there, his position has always been, this is a free speech thing. We can make fun of all kinds of religious figures, and we're not to be intimidated.
So this American, Colleen LaRose, accused of a conspiracy to try to kill this very cartoonist, why the arrest back in October, why keep it secret until now? How did they manage to keep it secret all this time?
Well, I mean, it's fascinating that they have. She apparently made a appearance in a court with a public defender in Pennsylvania on a lesser charge shortly after her arrest. But how they kept it so quiet, I'm not quite certain. Why is quite obviously so that they could work with her to get her to flip some of the people she was working with, learn as much as they could. Presumably, they're unsealing now because that well is one run dry. They've gotten all they can. I don't suspect her information will go beyond this small circle of knuckleheads that were planning to carry this out. This was a suburban lady who'd had financial and drinking problems in her past and appears to have found something exciting about joining the jihad, but does not appear to be somebody who would have contacts very high up in Al-Qaeda, say.
But she certainly is getting contacts high up in the media this morning. A woman calling herself Jihad Jane on the internet. Her real name is Colleen Rose. She lives in suburban Philadelphia, has been under arrest since October, part of all kinds of conspiracies, according to Dan Murphy, foreign editor for the Christian Science Monitor in Boston. Dan, thanks for joining us. This is a case of an American out in the open, apparently on the internet, trying to recruit terrorist allies, being held in custody again since October. That indictment has now been made public.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.